From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Poland is selling one of its most potent symbols of freedom. The Gdansk shipyard on Poland's northern coast is being bought by a Ukrainian firm for $400 million. The shipyard is centuries old, and it's called the birthplace of the Solidarity Movement. That was in 1980. More recently, it's been facing bankruptcy, as NPR's Emily Harris reports from Gdansk.
When 17,000 shipbuilders in Gdansk faced off with the communist government 27 years ago, they didn't know they'd change the world. Singing helped keep spirits up during weeks of strikes. In the end, they won workers' rights unheard of in the Soviet bloc and lasting moral authority. 9 years later, Solidarity, the national union born at Gdansk, negotiated Poland's peaceful end to communism. Today, the shipyard looks at first glance half abandoned. Some workers have gone abroad, where pay is three times higher, but the remaining 3,000 workers still cut, shape, and assemble massive metal plates into enormous seagoing vessels. For months now, Gdansk has been under pressure from the European Union to close two of its three boat-building slips. The government and management say this would have led to bankruptcy and possible closure. Worker Antoni Karwowski says that would have been a sorry end to a historic place.
The shipyard would die as a symbol, and that would be unfair.
The EU said Polish government subsidies to Gdansk hurt other European shipbuilders and was not used to restructure the yards as EU law requires. Poland's State Secretary for Economy, Paweł Poncyljusz, says Poland accepted structural cuts at the country's two other shipyards but refused the EU demands at Gdansk.
For Gdansk, close two or three slipways at once in one year, this is unacceptable for us because this is only one shipyard which is with income at that moment, and we can't close very fast these slipways, and nothing will be instead of this shipbuilding activity.
So Poland put the Gdansk shipyard on a fast track to privatization. There was only one serious buyer, Donbass, a huge industrial conglomerate based in Ukraine. Donbass recently bought into a major Polish steel plant. Donbass's plans at Gdansk thrill the shipyard's deputy chairman, Andrzej Bukowski.
Well, I will tell you this way, that they gave us such a wide offer, just in fact to cover everything. So this is like, let's say, Santa Claus coming. Really, they are solving all the matters for the shipyard, for the government, and against the commission also.
Donbass intends to diversify Gdansk, using shipbuilders to produce metal elements for bridges or windmills. Head of the Donbass local subsidiary, Konstanty Litvinov, says this is not about saving a symbol.
I wouldn't necessarily use the word savior, because we're doing it from a business point of view. It's a good business. Would you call a person who buys bread the savior of a bakery?
The sale could end the pressure from Brussels to close two-thirds of the yard. Donbass says it would rather pay back the state subsidies than accept Brussels' demands. There's a lot of negotiating room. The Polish government says that support was worth only about $13 million. European Union officials say it may be at least three times that. Many shipyard workers say they're delighted there's a buyer that's willing to invest in Poland's most famous shipyard, and it doesn't matter that it's a Ukrainian company. But one legendary Gdansk figure is sorry to see the shipyard sold. I don't like it, says Lech Wałęsa, the man who led the historic strikes at Gdansk in the 1980s and later became Poland's president. You don't sell your mother, he says. The current president of the Solidarity Union Wałęsa helped found puts it differently. He says the rich history of Gdansk merely demands that restructuring and privatization are done right. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gdansk, Poland.